Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How is life in Chicago?
A little crazy. It's actually been snowing.
Oh, Jesus.
On top of everything else. I don't know why, but it is.
Okay. How are you?
Doing my best. Is the most optimistic sounding answer I can really give. It's not great, but I'm doing okay.
Well, what I was going to say to you is I can tell how good a day my friends in the US are having when you guys are tweeting at the same time as me when I don't expect you to be there.
Right.
Like, when it's like, when I'm like, it's 8 o'clock at night, I'm just like, just put my kids down. I'm diving into a show that I'm watching and you're still tweeting. I'm like, isn't it 3 a.m.? And then I read the tweet and it's like, it's 3 a.m. and I go, that seems to be how it is.
Yeah, more or less, unfortunately.
Yeah, I had, with my work, I was still in Australia traveling, you know, I'm doing comms in a critical, what deemed as a essential service. So I was like in and out. And then yesterday they made the call and they're like, okay, cool. So we're completely even stripping that back now and you're now working from home full time. And and I was like, okay.
So. I mean, I think it's the best move. But I feel bad because a lot of people don't have that opportunity.
No. Yeah. And my wife at the moment is in the office, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So we've got our little,
you know, it's bad.
Little families at home. And
yeah,
she's still in the office. We'll see how much longer that lasts.
Yeah, the building or one of the buildings where my partner, girlfriend Mallory, worked had a confirmed case.
Yes.
And the building still wouldn't shut down, which is insane because it's a very, very high traffic building in Chicago. And it has residencies, it has multiple businesses, all of which are high traffic. Like you have some retail, you have some restaurants. It's a lot. Not a good idea. And then Chicago shut down restaurants. Only then was she able to not be in the building, but then she got laid off. So it's not good.
Jesus. It's going to be a crazy time. I think what, you know, the only lesson or the only like positive that you can take out of it is the extremity of the reaction, like in Italy, like shutting things down has actually started despite their deaths and all that. Like that's all a result of a lack of action early, but
correct.
But it's now coming back around where they can relinquish some of the stranglehold because the numbers of new cases are going down. It was all that inaction to begin with. So it's like, if you are lucky enough to be in a city or a town where you or a country or a state that just goes, I'm locking the borders down, like Australia now, it's so fucking crazy to say this. In like less than 24 hours, all of Australia's borders are closed, both internationally for flights and things coming back into town and state borders. So like In America, I guess, and like further away from you, so for you and I, it's probably an abstraction as well. It's like the only border that I think of is like tough to cross in America, or two, is like Canadian border that you have to cross and there's a border guard. And then obviously like Mexico, right? Like the countries that are butting up. But like driving interstate, it's barely a blip. It's like sometimes on your iPhone, the time zone changes before you realize you've crossed the border. And they're like, hey, you're like, if you're traveling from New South Wales where I live into Queensland, like, hey, you're in Queensland now. And you're like, oh, awesome. Thanks. Thanks for letting me know the time zone changed. But that's not a problem. But now like Australian borders are shutting. Like there will be police at the borders going, you can't come in. That's just nuts.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good question that is kind of an open question stateside, which is how enforced are these restrictions going to be? And I'll give an example. I think Taiwan just fined someone like $33,000 or whatever the equivalent is in their currency to stay inside, and they broke it. And for example, here in Chicago, our mayor said there will be quote unquote consequences for breaking these rules without ever suggesting, was it a fine? Do you get put in jail? I don't think so, but maybe it's very unclear. And I think that having tangible consequences would
help
enforce this a little bit more, because people have they're like sheep, and you need to set boundaries that they think have repercussions.
Yeah, well, I listened to a great ranty comedian's podcast. His name's Tim Dillon. And right now he said something the other day that resonated with me. Think he was talking about like, if you guys want martial law, like as if you're in the United States, he's like, it's going to happen. There's going to be like the police can't handle in every city. The military is going to be deployed in every state. There are going to be tanks rolling around the streets of LA and things like that. And the other day, like it's an unconscionable thing to think in Oz, but weirdly, people don't know this, or it's not as common knowledge, but Australia has a Governor General, which is like the only person besides the Queen that can sack our Prime Minister. So we have this electoral vote, but because we're still this tangibly connected Commonwealth thing, this entity, there's a Governor General who can just, if the Prime Minister sucks, see ya. Like can literally, and it's happened once in our past. It happened in the 70s. So it's one of those things where it's like,
I never knew that. That's crazy.
Yeah. A huge controversy when it happened. And what happens in pandemic or like national security situations, the Governor General can actually has the most power in our country, almost like the president has like executive orders. So he can come in and go, Governor General can just go, I'm taking over with Parliament. I'm making single decisions from like an executive branch and this is happening and whatever. And so the other day when there's like 5,000 dum-dums on Bondi Beach, like ignoring quarantine requests, I'm like, I can't wait for where usually people see running this, like every year there's a charity marathon event called the City to Surf where people run from Sydney to Bondi. It's about 14 kilometers. So what's that? I don't know. Like, let's say it's roughly like 6-7 mile run. I can't wait till people see on that big drag as you come down into Bondi Beach, tanks and military vehicles rolling down to enforce not going to the beach. Like it's weeks away. It's crazy. And I started this little podcast to like reach out to my friends to make sure we're okay. And I feel like we're about to hit into a stretch where not all the conversations are very fun. Like people are starting to freak out, which is okay. We can be okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, we could all publicly vent together. but I think hearing other people's struggles helps if you're struggling too, you know, that it's a joint struggle. But that all being said, so personally, it's definitely very hard. I just got horrible news right before I jumped on, actually.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is, and Blake, you know this. I've been extremely excited to move into like a super nice downtown Chicago apartment that I was going to do it for like a year, like a splurge, and then be an adult and maybe buy property in the suburbs.
Yes.
And I just found out that the property manager isn't going to be flexible with me anymore. And they're basically saying you can move in a few days or we're terminating your lease. So I'm not moving anymore. I literally just found this out.
Jesus Christ.
Cause I'm like, I'm not moving on Saturday, which is when the move-in date was, cause there's just too much going on. And my landlord here is being super great, but the new one changed their mind basically.
Yeah.
They went from being super flexible to changing their mind midstream. So I'm like super bummed about that, but look, I'll be real. I am in a position, and you are too, where I can work from home.
Yes.
I have income coming in. A lot of people, like my girlfriend, are not in that position. I'm very lucky. I'm very blessed. I'm trying to remember, yes, I've got these setbacks, but hey, in the scheme of things, they're small. They're real to me, but they're really small in the scheme of things. And that's all good. It's giving me a lot of time to catch up on a lot of movies that I've never seen and I should have. So I'm trying to, you know, fill it with good time. You know, there's that Michael Mann idea of, let the time do you, or you do the time. I'm trying to do the time kind of a thing.
And because we literally have seconds, cause this is only a 10 minute check-in. That is great advice to end. Don't let the time do you, you do the time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.